USA Radio News.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants a federal judge to throw out a free speech lawsuit filed by a Democratic prosecutor he suspended from office over statements about not pursuing criminal charges in abortion, transgender rights, and certain low-level cases. Andrew Warren, first elected in 2016 and re-elected in 2020, claimed in his lawsuit that the governor is overturning the will of the people who put him in office, and that his suspension is based solely on his statements and not on any actual prosecutorial decisions.
In our country, there are protections for freedom and limits on power. Ron DeSantis may not like them, he may not respect them, but he has to follow them.
This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. LISTENLIVELY.com.
A Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate calls out President Biden.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there. And I'd like him and his party to condemn the summer of love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by the ridiculous comments by the left-wing media, and about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
NASA is delaying Artemis 1 moon rocket's launch for several weeks. NASA's new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak on Saturday, forcing launch controllers to call off their second attempt to send a new capsule into lunar orbit with test dummies. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
17 states with vehicle emission standards tied to rules established in California must make a decision on whether to follow the state's strictest in the nation new rules that require all new cars, pickups, and SUVs to be electric or hydrogen powered by 2035. Under the Clean Air Act, states have to either adopt California's rules or follow less stringent federal emission standards. Among them, Washington, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, and Vermont are expected to adopt California's ban on new gasoline-fueled vehicles. A vehicle of interest has been located amid the search for a woman who was abducted while out for a run in Memphis, police stated. Her family released a video statement.
We want to start by thanking everyone for their prayers and outpouring of support. Liza has touched the hearts of many people, and it shows. More than anything, we want to see Liza returned home safely. The family has offered a reward for any information that leads to her safe return. We believe someone knows what happened and can help.
Eliza Fletcher, who is 34 years old, was last seen on Friday in Midtown Memphis before being forced into a dark-colored car. The Memphis police announced that a man has been detained. This is USA Radio News.